I'm in deep thought. I spoke to the players for a good 20 minutes there to try and understand how we're so far off what we do and what we do daily. You know, I'm obviously disappointed, but I think sometimes when you get disappointed, you get blinded by a lack of thought. You know, and I need to think. I've got 4 or 5 hours now on the way home with the staff and the players, and you know, that's it. The performance wasn't acceptable from us as a football club. You know, over 100 fans down here have travelled down at a difficult time. You know, where money's tight at Christmas, and we haven't been able to perform. You know, and that disappoints me. But like I said, you know, I've got to be careful with emotion, because sometimes you can cloud your judgment, and I need to find the answers. You know, I need to make sure that that we get on that training ground and find the answers, because the performance wasn't acceptable. First half, it's as bad as we've been. You know, players didn't have a calmness to the work, didn't have a composure to the work, throwing cannonballs up to the strikers. Everything that, you know, I don't really believe in, happened first half. So, at 2-1, you know, put Mels on. Mels calmed us down, got us passing, moved the ball well. And at 2-1, I felt it was in the game, but, you know, it was individual defending was poor all night. Unit defending was poor. And it seemed like every quick free kick they took, we didn't learn from the early lessons of getting set and getting organised. So I'm like I said, I'm deep in thought. So it's and it's straight after the game. But I can guarantee, and I've just said to the players, I'll guarantee that, you know, I'll find answers to getting this team winning away from home again. And the answers are always there. I don't see it as a problem. I see it as a challenge, and it's up to me now to find a solution to that challenge. And that's what we'll be working hard on. I can assure people of that.